from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. A dead body has been found near Airport Road and Westmount Boulevard. When Timmins police were called to the area early this afternoon, they secured it and initiated an investigation with the coroner. So far, they say there's no evidence of foul play. Next of kin have been notified. The causes of two house fires in Timmins on Sunday are still undetermined, but Fire Chief Scott Atkinson says the investigations are ongoing. The first was in a home on Bonaventure Drive. It was reported at mid-morning. Just as firefighters were packing up in the afternoon, the alarm went in for the blaze on Craft Creek Road. They battled that one until late in the evening. The average homeowner in Timmins will pay about $160 more on their municipal tax bill in 2025 than they did last year. City Council has approved the tax rate. That average home is assessed at $193,000. It points out that taxes on the average detached bungalow in Timmins are increasing more slowly year over year than in other Ontario communities. The increase on what it calls a median commercial property is about $348 this year. The now retired New Democrat MP for Timmins James Bay is adamant Charlie Angus will not be running to replace Jagmeet Singh as party leader. Singh lost his own riding as his party was reduced to only 7 seats last month from 25 in the 2021 vote. Angus says his focus right now is to build resistance to what he calls fascist and anti-democratic threats facing the world in the wake of the Trump election in the U.S. In a statement, he says he's not looking to return to elected office or attempt another leadership bid. He ran in 2017 when that race was won by Singh. Angus adds that the party must undertake a full audit of what led to last month's catastrophic loss. Premier Doug Ford says he'll hold auto manufacturers to account for the money they've received from government. His comment comes after Honda Canada announced it's pausing for at least 2 years its $15 billion plan to build an EV battery plant and upgrade its vehicle assembly facility in Alliston. The company got $2.5 billion from the province to help cover capital and servicing costs, while Ottawa has offered another $2.5 billion in tax credits. Ford says he's confident Honda will eventually continue the project.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.